I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. The decision to welcome about 100 Syrian refugees to Rutland is dividing some people in the city. Mayor Christopher Loris announced the resettlement plan back in April. Those in favor of the plan talk about economic and cultural gains for the city, but critics worry about the cost and what they fear will be an insurmountable cultural divide. Many people are also upset there was no public vote on the decision. VPR's Nina Keck has more.
At a recent Board of Aldermen meeting, Rutland resident Kelly Cross voiced a common concern.
Although I want to help these people, I don't want to help these people at the cost of our own citizens.
And Cross said she's tired of being made a villain for asking questions. Timothy Cook, a Rutland physician and Army reservist, agrees. He's become one of the most outspoken critics of the resettlement plan.
I've been deployed to the Middle East 4 times, and the 5th time I was deployed to the Balkans. And in 4 of those times, I've worked with Muslims. I worked side by side with them. I took care of them, men, women, children. I took care of Muslim refugees in the Balkans. And so I know I'm a little bit familiar with the culture. And the point is that this city, there may be some cities you can do this in. Okay, a city that is already very cosmopolitan and used to the kinds of social pressures that come with these kinds of changes.
But Rutland, he's not optimistic.
This city already has problems. We're already hanging by a thread. There's no way we could possibly afford this.
Cook also worries about diseases and medical problems that refugees might bring with them.
It's recently come out that 1 out of 5 of the refugees in Minnesota has tested positive for latent tuberculosis.
Chris Ehrsman is director of infectious disease at the Minnesota Department of Health. She says that statistic is true, but she says 1/3 of everyone in the world has latent tuberculosis, which she points out is not infectious and can be treated. And she says only 1 in 10 of those with latent TB go on to develop active tuberculosis. She says refugees receive very intense medical screening. Any issues found with refugees entering Vermont, for instance, would be made known to the state's health department, which is required by law to follow up.
So these individuals, probably more than anybody else that is visiting our country, you know, have their medical concerns and needs evaluated and then passed on to the health department so that they can receive the appropriate follow-up care.
Ehrsman says diseases like tuberculosis are carefully tracked, and in Minnesota, there's been no evidence showing TB has been spread from refugees to the general population. If the refugees are properly screened, Rutland resident Jeff Manny thinks helping them is the right thing to do.
I think everybody deserves a chance to come here and start a life over, especially when they're coming from such horrific situations. There's no question about it. However, there should have been a vote. That's no question about that. That's how democracy works.
Critics of the refugee plan are currently circulating a petition to put the issue before voters. Rutland Mayor Christopher Loris says any such vote would be non-binding and, in his opinion, offensive.
I've been accused of making a unilateral decision for the whole community. I don't buy into that. And we don't get to vote on who lives in our community. We don't do that in Rutland. We don't do that in the state of Vermont. And we certainly don't do that in the United States of America.
Loris says despite what critics of the refugee plan say about Rutland, affordable housing and jobs are plentiful. And he says Rutland has a proven track record of community activism, which he believes will help overcome any cultural divides.
This really is about enriching our culture, enriching our economy, and seeing Rutland grow, because there is not a growing, vibrant, and successful community of the country that is not embracing diversity, and especially through immigrants and refugee resettlement.
To me, it's an exciting thing. I am proud of Rutland for taking this on.
Abby Noland is director of the Rutland Free Library.
I am from the Cleveland area, first of all, which is a city of immigrants. My grandfather walked across Poland to get to the United States. So every new wave brings a new perspective and a new economic burst to this country.
And she wants the library to be a key source for information.
I'll just do the lemon.
The lemon of which size?
I'll do the $5.
At a recent midweek farmers market in downtown Rutland, Vivian West's daughter and granddaughter were selling cupcakes while another vendor dished up gelato. West admits feeling torn about the refugees. While she believes helping the Syrians is the right thing to do,
I think it's going to be tough, kind of rough for everybody. I hope they do well. I really do. But I think it's going to be hard on the city. I've been here almost 5 years, and we'll just have to see.
The Federal Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration, part of the U.S. State Department, has the final say on whether Rutland will be approved as a new refugee resettlement community. Their decision is expected in mid-July. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.